Hello there, and welcome to Bini Bining Solitude Podcast. It's been a while when I started recording, and I know for sure that this just comes along whenever I feel like recording. Well, anyway, just wanted to share that today. I just recorded a video which has something to do with my reflection of the story from the Bible. And it took me actually half a day, I guess, before I was able to write something about it. But later on, I just discovered that the character that was mentioned in the Bible was actually reflecting or trying to mirror a part of me. I happened to record the video and I felt like crying after when I listened to it twice. I thought that it will be something of criticizing myself or looking at if it turned out good. But then it's not. It's more of looking at myself, listening to myself from the character that I have encountered from the Bible. I guess that's life. You get to encounter people, maybe in the present time or from a distant past, that would always tell something. In fact, a lot of things to change our perspective, to change our heart. To learn, to reevaluate. And it's such a good thing, a good experience. And I happen to also think of what would life or my life be if I would also allow people to know me or to share a part of me or my story. I've been holding back for so long, I've been hiding for so long. There are a lot of things that I wanted to do, but I felt like they aren't worthy of sharing, or I'm afraid that people would judge me, or they would criticize me. And I know for sure that in today's generation, there will always be a lot of people who will tell you a lot of things, even if they don't know the real you. And that is so hurting. I am always saddened with the way people use social media, or whenever people would just you know, drop off things, say things without really understanding the context. This time of pandemic, all of the things that are happening may somehow be threatening. But then I guess this is also a time for us to win over the pandemic. To rise above the situation, to let our voices be heard, to let things be shared, that the four spaces or corners rather of our room, our homes, it's not a limitation for us to reach above and aspire for continuous progress. I hope I get to discover the courage and bravery I long for, that I'd be able to inspire others to do the same. I always wanted to be surrounded by people who are good to my mental health, to my heart, my mind, my soul, and spirit. But isn't it that it should be myself first? I should be that person first, so that this aura and this vibe will also attract others, people of the same vibe, who will be there for me too. I hope I'm not wasting your time, and if you just happen to click this one because I asked you to do so, or it's a random thing that you do, I hope that this makes sense. I'd love to hear from you, and I hope that we could also be friends. Then follow me on my Instagram account, Binibining Solitude. can also follow me on my Twitter account. I made one, yeah. Kinibini, call it good. And let's continue discovering life, reflection, lesson. Thanks for your time.